In Simin Tav Kuf Yud Gimel and Hilchas Yantif, we are just up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing Gimel through Hay. Beitza Shenol de Biyantif Osur Ligaba. That we saw, that was Sif Aleph, yes. Beitza Shenol de Biyantif Siv Gimel. Shenizbashlo Bishogeg im Basar Vitavshil. So you had a Beitza Shenol de Biyantif. The halach is that it itself is Osur. You accidentally went and cooked that on Yantif with other foods. Are the other foods nesar or not? So this brings us to the sugya of Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. We learned that if you have a suffix, if something is usur or not, and if you wait a day, you'll be able to eat it anyway. The halach is we are not matir for you to eat it on the day that it's a suffix. Even though it's a suffix drabonon, wait until it's mutter without any sveikas. This is Rashi Shita in the Klal of Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Why eat it on the basis of Suffolk when you can eat it Bavadai Heter? Similarly, Ayidei Bittel. Why eat it relying on Bittel? Why not wait till the day that it's Mutter altogether if the next day it's going to be edible? We're not talking about something that's going to spoil. If the next day it's going to be Mutter, it's just an egg. A day later it'll be fine. Instead of eating it today, eat it tomorrow. Tomorrow there won't be any Sveikas. Now, the halachi is that a dover sheyesh lo matirin is not bottle and is osur misafik. The halacha that it's not bottle, the Rishonim point out, only applies to min bimino. That's only if it got mixed up with more of its own. For example, the case is you have an egg. This egg was born on Yontif, and it gets mixed up with 1,000 eggs that were born before Yontif. So there we say it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. It's an egg in eggs. How about an egg that was cooked with other things? And it gives off the taste of its egg and mixes with the other foods. So the halach is if you cook it with other eggs, that's called min bimino. When you cook it with min b'she'eino mino, there the halach is that even though it's sheyesh lo matirin, it is batal. The tam is batal. Now why is this? So if we go with Rashi Shita, that the reason why davar sheyesh lo matirin is not bottle is because why eat it ayidei bittel, why not wait and eat it ayidei heter gomer? That's only in a case where it's really nicker, meaning it has its shame. Not so in a case where it's min b'she'eino mino, where it becomes bottle to the other thing, it doesn't have its shame altogether. And as a result of it, you do not have to wait. It's bottle, it's non-existent. So if I cook eggs with meat, the taste of the egg that went into the meat, that could become batal, because I don't see myself as having any egg over there. It's all a matter of tam of the egg, and that's going to be mutter. So min b'she'eino mino is batal in a yesh lo matirin. There happens to be the Ramaz Shita, that in davar sheyesh lo matirin, even if it's min b'mino, if it's only taste, the halach is that it is batal. L'maisa, most of the Nosei Kelim argue with the Ramah, and we're not somach on it lichatchila. So the halach is like this. If you cook your beitza shenol de biyantif with basar and tavshil, so the egg itself, of course, remains asr. Im yesh shishim kenegdo hakol mutter, if it's batal b'shishim, if the tam is batal, it's mutter, even though there's no Torah's bittel to a yesh lo matirin. The answer is because since it's only the taste, or because it's min b'she'eino mino, there's no din of yesh lo matirin. Chutz min ha-beitza, except for the egg itself, because that's not a tam anymore. Avol liv nu bo atavshel v'kiyotze b'zeh midid l'chazuse u'letayma v'ed lo batal. Whereas, what happens if you used it to color the tavshel? You wanted to make it white, so you used an egg. So something that's made l'chazuse v'tama is not batal. Now, what exactly does this mean? So there's a big machlokas in Yoredeya. There are those who learn that this is a special halacha, that something that's made to give coloring is too choshev to be bottle. Others learn, no. What's the reason it's not bottle? The reason it's not bottle is since the egg is there to give taste or coloring, bedafka, to the meat, it's considered like min b'mino. It's the same min. And the mele, it will not be bottle because of yesh lo matirin. The nafkamina between these two is outside of davar sheyesh lo matirin. What if you have something that was added only for color? It's a coloring agent and it's treif, but it's batal b'shishim. do we say that since it's meant for color, it's not batel? Or even if it was made for color, that doesn't say that it's not batel. The Mishnah Berurah here paskins that the reason why it's aser is because it's min b'mino, which means that the Mishnah Berurah is holding that something that's made for coloring could be batel. The reason it's not batel over here is that it's called min b'mino, so it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. But if you'll have a case of something that's not a yesh lo matirin, you'll have a situation of an ingredient that is batel b'shishim. It's not yesh lo matirin, but it's put in for color. The halacha will be that it is batel. As long as it's batel b'shishim, it does not give any flavor. Avalim, yeah. So that it said lechazusa v'tayma. So the Mishnah Berurah is paskening that something that's just there for color is batel, except that in this case we call it mimimino, so it wouldn't be batel. Siv dalet. Mutar lichbos kli oleha. You're allowed to cover it with a keli. Kadei shelo tishaver. We're talking about an egg, remember? So you're allowed to cover it over that it should not be get broken. Ubavad shelo yigabo hakli. As long as the kli doesn't touch it, because we're afraid that that's going to move it. Further, sifhei. Imnolda biyantif rishon, muteres biyantif sheni. If it was born on the first day yantif, it's muter and yantif sheni mamanavshach. If the first day is yantif, then the second day is chol. If the second day is yantif, then the first day is chol. So you can't go aser because it prepared one day for the next. When is this? This is only b'shnei yom tovim shel galus. Al b'shnei yom tovim shel Rosh Hashanah, whereas on the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that we consider them kiyoma arichta, like one day. V'chein b'shabbos v'yantiv asmuchim zeh lazeh, where Shabbos is Shabbos and yantiv is yantiv. It's only when you have 2 days of yantiv because of sveika d'yoma that only one is really yantiv. Nolda b'zeh aser b'zeh. Says the Ramah Agot v'im yantiv yom aleph beis v'nolda b'shabbos shalifneihem. Mutter b'yom beis shel golius. There the halachi is that it is mutter on yontif sheni shel golius. So again, what's the halacha? If you have yontif that comes on Sunday and Monday, and it was nolan on Shabbos, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter on the second day, because mamanavshach again, because even if it turns out that the second day is yantiv, then the first day wasn't yantiv, so it became mutter then. And as far as the ikar adin, which is that Shabbos can't be mechem liyantiv, that's only the yantiv immediately after it.